cruising through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Segment number two in our Arizona Hours, when we have our true or false trivia question for a set of Arizona State Park passes. We talked last week about Hirshaw, the abandoned mining town that may just reopen in southern Arizona based on huge deposits of lead, zinc, and silver. Here's the question. As we're in November now and our staycation destination moves to Kingman, also known for its mining, lead, zinc, and silver is also mined from this region as well. If you think that's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If it's false, text FALSE. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment and send you to any one of Arizona's 35 state parks. Continuing our conversation with Major General Mike T. McGuire. And Rosie had posed the question going to break, what does the Emergency and Military Affairs Department of your job title include?
Well, so as I mentioned, on the emergency management side, we are analogous to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, you know, the blue windbreakers with the yellow letters on the back, sometimes good press, sometimes bad. I like to tell people this about emergencies. All politics are local. All emergencies are local. Therefore, all emergencies are political. It's a transitive property, right? What I'll tell you is that our attitude in Arizona is we absolutely believe that our 15 counties, our local first responders and the rest, they're in the best position to know exactly how to respond to local communities when they're in duress, be it flood, fire, improvised nuclear device, some kind of man-made event, earthquake, doesn't matter. And the state's role is to manage resources when they're overwhelmed. So think about a major flooding incident in Pinal County, for example. Pinal County brings forward all of their capacity, and they need additional resources. We're going to reach out as the state to other jurisdictions as well as provide manpower through our National Guardsmen. The unique nature of the National Guard is we serve at rank subordinate to Governor Doug Ducey as the Commander-in-Chief, and only when federalized do we then chop control to the President of the United States as primary combat reserve for the Army and the Air Force. The second half of our duty there, the military affairs piece, is to develop that ready force. So we have approximately 8,000 soldiers and airmen, about 2,900 airmen, about 5,500 soldiers, and their duty is to maintain readiness and be ready when called. And to give you some perspective, since 9/11, the Arizona National Guard, those 8,000 people, have deployed 12,000 man years. So if you think about that, if since 9/11, each one of us didn't retire, none of us separated, decided to go do something else, we each would have spent about a year and 4 months forward on some type of deployment.
And is any of that local? I mean, when you say picture of flood in Pinal, I have.
That is. Some of that is local. But when you talk about the deployment piece, we can bring guardsmen forward. We routinely do things like support for the Super Bowl, the Final Four Championship, these kind of pre-scripted events that we're aware of. But if there's an emergency request, we will manage the request as required. There are certain things that we can do very well. We bring a lot of aviation resources, a lot of air traffic control capacity that may not be resident in the civilian sector in a major incident. Most of the stuff about what you'd consider to be normal law and order stuff, we're going to go to other jurisdictions, police departments first, and we'll use guardsmen for things like cordon support, passing out food, ice, and water, filling sandbags. We do a lot of fuel transportation, a lot of movement behind the scenes, a lot of sustainment of the operation if and when we get into a prolonged type of emergent situation.
We're going to have the general back just to talk about more of this. But we invited you in to talk about the construction career.
That's right. That's right.
Which you're hosting.
That's right. We are hosting that next week, the 7th and 8th of November.
We'd like to thank you as a community for y'all hosting it for the last 14 or 15 years.
Yeah, we've been doing it almost since the beginning. This is the 17th year.
3,500 high school kids coming to take a look into what a career in construction could possibly look like with about 60 different vendors demonstrating all aspects of the construction and mining.
Right.
The mining industry is there as well. So school counselors.
There's a need for it. And that was one thing one of my teachers in high school, I said, you know, the world needs ditch diggers as a condescending thing. I'm like, Well, yeah, to ditch it, to bring the water and the utilities in, and they're not doing it by hand like they the Hopis did in Casa Grande with sticks. And yeah. We've got pretty sophisticated equipment.
Right, great equipment.
And it could be looked at as multiple ways. It could be a complete career. It could be a way to pay your way through college, so you can, right. You know, you don't have to go on that streamlined track, and you don't have to come out in a huge amount of debt. Maybe you take 5 or 6 years, and you come out debt free.
Absolutely, and we look at it as there's just a lot of natural nexus between those that want to get out and use their hands and be in the military. I mean, there's a lot of similar personality traits between a lot of the folks that are in the construction industry or may aspire to do that, and those that may have a passion to serve as well.
And it's not all labor. You've got estimators. You've got support staff. You've got supervisors. You've got business owners. And a lot of them started from the bottom. So starting out in a trade, that's not your end path. That's the beginning.
It teaches them great followership and leadership, which is key to great communities.
Well, again, Major General Mick McGuire.
Yes.
Arizona Adjutant General. I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of your must be incredibly busy, important schedule to come visit with us.
Well, Rosie, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You got a great team, and I'm proud to be in Arizona and a great American citizen.
And your answer to this week's trivia question is true. Lead, zinc, and silver have all been mined out of the Kingman area as well. If you text a true, watch your phone. We're going to text a random right winner during this break.